Our Aspirations and Covenants, Elder George F. Richards, George F. Richards, Conference Report, October 1942, pages 40-41, while sitting here upon the stand, realizing that I might be called upon to speak, I have wondered what I might be able to say that would be germane to this occasion, something in which we might all be interested and possibly be profited. I have come to this conclusion, brethren, that every one of us is a candidate for the blessings of eternal life and exaltation, and that nothing short of a fullness of glory will satisfy us after this life. That suggests that we have something to do while we live here upon the earth and should not forget the purpose of our being here, the goal of our existence, and that which we desire to attain. And if we attain eternal life, brethren of the priesthood, it will be through the Church and the Gospel of Jesus Christ with the Holy Priesthood. The Savior said to Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, "Except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." We are all on common ground again in that we have, all of us, been born again of the water and of the Spirit and have entered the kingdom of God on earth and have received our membership in this way, where we have received blessings of this character from the Lord, the saving ordinances of the gospel. There is always a covenant of faithfulness attached, and so we might ask, what is the covenant that we have entered into in receiving the gospel? I can say for myself, when I received baptism I was placed under a covenant that I would henceforth keep the commandments of God as fast as they are made known unto me. This was done with uplifted hand before God, angels, and witnesses present. I do not know to what extent that practice obtained in the church or how long since it obtained in that particular ward where I was born and where I was baptized, but I have reached this conclusion, brethren, that every person that has been baptized into this church has received this covenant or has made this covenant, if not verbally, the very fact of accepting the gospel through baptism and confirmation, has made this covenant. That responsibility rests upon every member of the church. We hear people, sometimes, in praying, ask the Lord to help us to keep the covenants that we have made at the waters of baptism. I know of no other covenant that we have made in entering the church through baptism, and that is very important. Brethren, the gospel, with our membership in the church and kingdom of God here on earth, is one of the greatest blessings that our Father in heaven has to give, and necessarily a solemn covenant of faithfulness should be exacted. Another thing, we all hold the Melchizedek priesthood. In this we are on common ground, and in receiving this priesthood on the same principle we have entered into a solemn oath and covenant with God our Father that we will magnify that priesthood, and He with us, that all He has shall be given unto us. Most of these brethren hold offices that grow out of the priesthood, and in order to magnify the priesthood we will have to magnify these offices which we hold. We have had the privilege, and many of us have accepted the privilege, of going to the temple and receiving the holy endowments, and there we are told that they are to prepare us to enter into the celestial kingdom and to receive an exaltation therein. But we have to enter into covenants of faithfulness, and any man who desires to be faithful and intends to be faithful in keeping the commandments of God will not be afraid to make covenants of faithfulness. Now be it known that a man cannot go to the temple to receive those endowments until he has received the Melchizedek priesthood, and that makes the receiving of the Melchizedek priesthood a condition of salvation. To every male member of the church, we have had the privilege, many of us, of going to the temple, having first received the Melchizedek priesthood, and received certain sealing ordinances there, entering into the new and everlasting covenant of marriage. And it is in that covenant that the greatest blessings that our Father has to give to us are given. Those who have attained those higher blessings, that is husband and wife sealed for time and eternity, they are to have an offspring, an eternal increase. It is unthinkable that that condition could be obtained outside of the marriage relations that the Lord hath ordained. Priesthood is necessary in order to receive those blessings. We ought then, brethren, to appreciate this priesthood which God has permitted us to hold and keep all the covenants we have entered into with the Lord, and be prepared for that which we hope to receive when we have finished this brief period upon this earth. May God help us to this end, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.